It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Dad, guess what? I joined a team.
A sports team?
Uh-huh. Wrestling. It's the best sport ever, Dad. There's no running.
Way to go, boy. Wrestling's a damn fine sport. You hear that, guys? Bobby made a school team today without me even being the coach.
Congratulations, Hank. Woo!
Wrestling, there's not even running.
No running.
Welcome back to Beth Ann McBride's Regressive Therapy Hour.
Wow.
I'm your host, Mike O'Mara. Hope you're all having a good time. We're planning some interesting stuff for a couple of weeks down the road to celebrate the holiday here at the old WJFK.
Stick around.
Kind of a marathon broadcast that could be very, very interesting. We'll see what happens.
It's going to be crazy.
It's just in its infancy right now. I'll tell you about it when I'm allowed to. And the texters are weighing in on a variety of subjects.
They always do, Mike.
We'll also take your calls and get our news from Buzz in a second. 800-636-1067. If you'd like to weigh in on whether this whole economy disaster is one big myth, because everybody was had their asses out of the shopping mall.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of pissed me off.
Hey, Mike, what's up with that?
What's up with that, Rob?
Yeah, Mike.
Mike, my day at work has sucked so much ass so far.
Wow.
It would make me feel a lot better if you could play Liza singing, followed by Brokaw. You know what?
He is having
when
a bad
somebody's
day.
Somebody's having a bad day at work, I immediately respond.
Sure.
Alone. Liza Minnelli.
Never, never alone. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Thank you very much. There it is.
That's
for
a
you.
Good tip from that guy.
hey, you know, when somebody gives us a request that I enjoy,
sure,
I'll play it right away. Another texter says, B.A. should have just slept her depressing turkey day away in her mom's.
That was last year.
B.A. should have just slept her depressing turkey day away in her mom's car while mom diddled the priest.
Wow. Father Kessler.
What are you implying?
Surprise, B.A. wouldn't eat at the rectory. Is Katie as hot as she sounds?
Yes.
Absolutely.
A little hotter, actually.
If B.A. was a boy, her mom would have made sure she went. Made sure she went where? Is that like to the rectory?
Oh, to the rectory, because if a boy, you know, that's what Father Kessler likes.
Mike, you're Catholic. Old people think there is no one more important than the priest. It's not true. My mom's old, and she goes to Mass all the time, but she doesn't put the priest up on that kind
family,
of pedestal.
Actually,
my mom's pretty hip for 88 years old.
Actually, though, it's the priest that thinks there's no one more important than the priest.
Let me see. You should do a contest with Beth Ann's T-shirts. Person with your favorite idea. You know, if you're going to text, really, put the words in the right order.
Please.
Thank you very
or not.
Much. I used to work at a grocery store, and I remember old men, they had to be alone, buying Swanson's turkey TV dinners.
Yes. Sure.
And a pumpkin pie the night before Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
That just makes me feel all sad.
Someday, Mike.
No, don't feel sad.
Someday,
Mike,
that'll be me.
Or me. Or
after
all
wife
us.
Number four.
You had a great Thanksgiving, and that's what matters.
That's right. Did, and I want to thank Carla for bringing the tree down from the attic. Because I was in my vegetative state while I'm playing my, incidentally, you know, we don't talk about gaming on this show because I'm 49 years old and
right.
It sounds ridiculous, but Carla bought me a Far Cry 2, which is a first-person shooter game.
Right. Is it about Jamie Farr?
It's not. You old queen. No, it's not. Far Cry is a war game, a mercenary war game.
Okay.
And it kicks ass.
Well, good.
It's so great. I've been playing it. I've got, you run around Africa and you collect diamonds to buy guns for yourself. And I have gotten, I think, maybe 16 diamonds out of 221 cases.
Well, no
so
wonder
far.
You were too tired to bring down the tree.
It was she just did it. She gets into the whole Christmas thing.
I forget.
And she completely decorated the tree.
Wow.
My only effort was to get out of the easy chair, to walk out into the living room and see that the tree had been decorated. I love you, Carla.
Now,
I'm glad you did that.
Again, amazing. This year, is it being decorated with pictures of you?
It's lovely black and whites, Rob, from the old publicity photos.
I love them all.
Yes, the old publicity photos.
Smiling
laminated with, you know, with ceramic glaze.
Yes, yes.
Hanging from the tree. They look fantastic.
I still have a couple of the Mike O'Mara balls at my
yes,
house.
And they have different little frames around each and every them. And I designed the real expensive ones. Rob has one as Fabergé eggs.
That's right.
With my picture on them. Very,
eggs.
Very exciting. All right, you should. All right, let me see. Going down the textures here. Thank you, Beth Ann. I no longer feel like a giant loser.
See,
wow. What is Beth Ann doing for for Christmas. We'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
Poor BA, simply poor BA from Adam in Wichita.
Right.
I would have left her in the I would have left her in the car too. BA's ex-boyfriend.
I'm doing my big Christmas Eve party as I always do, and I guarantee you she won't come.
I got to talk about the Christmas party here because we're not going to have one for the station, obviously.
Right. Not before anyway.
No, we're not going to have like a corporate one.
Right.
No. So I'm just going to do it for the people that work here at this facility.
That's
in
wonderful.
Fairfax.
Do they actually have to work?
I need help though, gentlemen.
Okay.
I need some help. So
like
food.
$20?
Like, no,
sure.
like I don't know. I don't want to. I'd like to like have people bring food.
Oh, sure.
Like munchy food.
We
can do that.
Can we do that type of thing?
A crock pot full of meatballs. That's
okay, we can do like
excellent.
I can have everybody bring.
Sure,
you know,
absolutely.
You know, if I'm having the house for it, I'm going to provide the hooch.
Yeah,
be happy to.
All right, I'll do that. And then if we run out of beer, there's a 7-Eleven right down on the corner, so we run out and get beer.
Exactly.
Really, this is last minute. I said I was going to do it.
It's important that we have a get-together.
We have a little conclave of everybody that works here. I think it should be a lot of fun, and I look forward to that. So let me see. More French Prime Minister's wife, less lies.
Well, sure.
So let's have a little battle.
I agree with that.
You do?
I do.
Where's the place? Where, did we?
Sexy Count, it's called.
Sexy Count.
Wow, like ice water.
Vinegar in it. Thank you, Liza. We appreciate that. Let's go to Brian. Hello, Brian. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. I was wondering if you guys got your maple syrup yet.
I did. Yeah, Brian, are you the one that sent the maple syrup?
Yeah, that's me.
We had a taste test, and we found out it wasn't tainted and it wasn't poisoned. And so, where did it go? Did you take it?
No, I don't want maple syrup.
You had a weird look on your face. Did you take it?
I promise you I did not.
The big jug.
Bethann, where'd my big jug of maple syrup go? That was the big jug that you sent along, right, Brian?
Yeah, it was in it had Portland Water District on the tag.
Yeah, yeah, I remember exactly what it was. If you were listening, we had the interns taste it on the air.
Because it wasn't sealed, and then somebody told us that Maine maple syrup's not sealed.
Yeah.
Is that right, Brian?
Yeah, just got that little cap on the top.
Well, Brian, listen, every day we spent like a whole day talking about it.
We did.
Oh, well, I don't get you guys too long here on the radio.
You don't get very much, do you?
Hey, now listen, he sent us some maple syrup.
So that's nice.
Yeah, but he didn't listen.
We have some loyal listeners up in Maine. Well, Brian, I got the maple syrup.
Where's
that
the jug?
Band?
Where's the jug?
God damn it. Come on, really. She comes in and then she just runs away.
Well, because...
You told me in pantomime again. We have microphones.
You don't
what
have
was
to
the
yell.
What was the deal with the maple syrup?
It's up in the office.
Oh, okay.
Where in the office?
You were going to send me a T-shirt, and I forgot to put my size down.
Oh, so that's what it's about.
What size would that be?
Oh, I'm sorry. He got cut off.
Oh, okay.
All right. Enough of that. Oh, no. We spent 2 hours on the show talking about that.
A full day, and it nearly killed Marco.
So we got the, where is the syrup upstairs?
It's in your office.
Where in my office?
In a box.
No, it's not.
Why is it in a box?
Yes, it is. You had me keep it.
It's not in my office. You know whose office it's in? It's in Bethann McBride's office.
Do you want me to really say where it is?
Why?
You had me throw it away. So there you go.
I did not.
You said destroy it.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
You're putting me under the bus.
No, what I remember.
You threw it away on your own.
Lying.
I remember when Mike said, make sure you keep that syrup.
Yeah, of course you would.
Rob remembers that very well.
No.
You remember that, Buzz?
I do.
You told
me
to get rid of it.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Did I really?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
A man of mixed signals.
And I'm having these discussions with Carl all the time. I said today, hey, Carl, remember I said we might have a party on the 12th or 13th? We might have a party for the station. She said, we never talked about that. And then there was another thing where she said, well, now you're looking at me like you totally understand because I don't remember things.
Annoying
you know,
glance.
I called her the other night to thank her for something I can't remember. And I said,
candles.
Yeah. And I said, and I will get that list of everybody's addresses to you for the party. What party? And I could tell by the sound in her voice, I go, okay. I'll tell you what, I'm just going to pass it on to Mike.
I remember now. Yeah.
News to her.
I swear to God, I think. But women in my life are starting to tell me that I haven't said things when I have.
They do that, Mike.
I'm trained. I know to say everything I'm going to do to the producer of this show and also to my my lovely Carla. I always do that.
I can't believe she threw that syrup away after you said do not throw it away.
He told me to.
Let's get our first news of the afternoon.
Boy, that's a tough
and
break.
Tell the gentleman on line number 2. We'll talk to him after the holiday. Here's Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. President President-elect Barack Obama has officially chosen Hillary Clinton as his Secretary of State. He's chosen Robert Gates to continue as Defense Secretary after 2 years in that same job for President Bush. Not surprisingly, they disagree on just when to get out of Iraq. Undoing the work of President Bush, Obama's made the U.N. ambassador a cabinet post again. Foreign policy advisor Susan Rice is his secretary to the U.N.
All right, everybody knows that I am biased when it comes to this president. Everybody knows I'm a big Barack Obama supporter. I will tell you, though, pretty goddamn impressive.
Very impressive.
Seeing that group of bipartisan people up there, I felt good about it.
Sure.
You know, I was looking at people that had experience in their various fields. It wasn't looking at a bunch of people that were coming from, like, the different industries that they were going to head up. It seemed to me like we had some good people there. I kind of even dug the expression on Hillary's face during you know, it was kind of this serious. They all were serious.
Yeah, well,
it wasn't like, ooh, we got the job.
It's big business.
They've
man.
All come from different parts of the government. You know, and some of them, like the Secretary of Defense, is keeping on in the position. I mean, this is bipartisan, and that's the way it should be. And I feel good about it. I really do.
And
the only
they have
moment,
serious work to do.
The only moment that I had a problem with. Mm-hmm. And mark my words, you know what you're going to have an issue with administration?
What's that?
It's going to continue, folks. Senator Biden.
Yeah.
Senator Biden got the big mouth, man. And he just says stuff. He referred to Barack Obama at the beginning of his words as the president. Something like, Mr. President, you've got to... Well, he's not Mr. President yet. He's Mr. President-elect.
That's sort of a major gaffe.
It's like the little things that Biden does.
Yeah. He's sort of a fun uncle, isn't he?
He's a fun uncle that kind of flies off the way he does every now and then. And he made that comment, and I'm like, oh, God, no, it's not. You know, really, even I'm aware of that. Don't say...
Sure.
You're rubbing the other guy's nose in it. You don't want to do that just yet if you call him the president. And technically, he is the president-elect.
That's what he is.
It's Joe Biden, though. Mark my words, okay? This will not be the first time... I don't think these are going to be things that are going to be gaffes that are going to, you know, affect the world.
No.
But I think you're going to have
Joe.
Oh, what did Joe do this month?
Oh, Joe.
Because now he's got the job, and he doesn't exactly have to be as careful as he did during the campaign.
Exactly. There's no,
he can be old Joe again.
There's no penalties in the offing for this.
You just watch, really. Joe Biden, as much as I support this president, God knows, I voted for him, and I wanted him to get elected, but you watch. That's going to be the area. That's going to be where he said, well, Joe Biden was over in, you know, the Horn of Africa this past weekend, and unfortunately, the slip of the tongue. He is going to do that on a regular basis.
Sure. Giants receiver Plaxico Burress has given himself up to police in New York. He faces weapons charges after accidentally shooting himself in the leg at a Manhattan nightclub Friday night.
Mother effer!
Another big medical group is calling for AIDS testing for everyone over the age of 13. The government Centers for Disease Control has been asking for that for about 2 years now, and the American College of Physicians has now joined them. They also joined family physicians and OBGYNs in calling for making the AIDS test as routine as a cholesterol check.
What's your name?
Plaxico!
Are you going to be able to play in D.C.?
No, I can't play!
Well, looks like an easy win for the Redskins, then.
I got shot in the leg!
Why do you even have a gun in a nightclub?
I don't know! I'm stupid! I shot myself in the leg!
Well, you should stop pulling the trigger.
We won anyway!
What's your name?
Plaxico!
Plaxico Burress!
Thank you. Thank you very much. Here all week.
And at a recent Iowa Hawkeyes game in Minnesota, the crowd cheered as a player scored in the restroom. A 26-year-old man was having his way with a 38-year-old woman in a handicap stall with the door open. A crowd had gathered, and there was cheering the couple's performance when the security guard arrived and broke it up. The guard says the couple appeared to have been drinking.
Wow.
They were both cited for public indecency and were released, then him to his girlfriend and her to her husband. She now says she must have been drugged since she's a church-going mother of two.
Oh, okay. McBride.
These stories and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Mike Tyson cited for driving while not intoxicated. In your Hollywood buzz, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Coming up, we'll have Mr. Skin, our old friend Mr. Skin.
Jim Skin.
He's done it again. It's the top 10 movie and TV scenes for 2008, and we'll have him on MikeOMaraShow.com as well. And I will tell you about my Friday night of the four-day weekend, which involved partying with my police buddies again.
All right.
Yeah, you don't party when you party with police, you party hardy, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
I'll be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.